Like all good science, Katie Ann Skogsberg's research grew from a simple question. Actually, the question was asked by her husband.
The way the whole thing started is my husband saw them in the grocery store line and said, I wonder if those things really work. And I said, well, I could test it.
But instead of experimenting on her spouse, Skogsberg and five research assistants attached sensors to the heads of 60 students at Center College. When we learn something, the professor of psychology and behavioral neuroscience says our brains emit what's known as a P3. A P3 brainwave indicates the scales have fallen from our eyes and we've learned something. That experience can be measured by the sensors on an EEG machine.
What we did is we used what's called an electroencephalograph, or an EEG, and we recorded the patterns of brain activity.
Just to ensure objectivity, while some students consumed a 5-hour energy drink, others had flavored drinks that were either caffeinated or non-caffeinated. Plus, neither the student subjects nor the researchers knew who got the real stuff and who didn't. When they compared the results, she says there was no difference between the 5-hour energy drink and the caffeinated beverage.
The participants who had received the caffeine and the caffeine plus the energy blend, they had a larger and a faster P3 wave. So it came earlier and it had a higher amplitude, suggesting that they were more alert and better at detecting that particular stimulus. However, the caffeine group and the caffeine plus energy blend group didn't show any difference from each other.
Skogsberg and her students presented their findings during the annual meeting of the Association of Psychological Science. Next, they must confirm their findings with another experiment, perhaps with a larger group of students. Then a scientific journal must examine their methods and conclude they're valid. Only then will it be published so other scientists can re-examine it and build on her work.
We're still working on that. In fact, we're working on the manuscript for that right now. So, but it's taken some time over, it's taken us 2 years actually to get to this point. So it'll probably be another year or so before we can actually confirm or be 100% sure of our findings.
And like all good science, Skogsberg's initial study raises more questions than it answers. For example, she doesn't know whether other energy drinks might work better or whether every age group reacts the same. Those answers may come in a future study. For WEKU News, I'm Charles Compton.